the type of marriage as Muslim. So what does this mean for the Muslim community legally moving forward? Legal expert for Al Jamaa, Advocate Fairuz Nagia, online to put it into perspective for us. Advocate Fairuz, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Injali.
How are you? You good?
Alhamdulillah, quite good, especially in light of the news, especially in light of, you know, the fruits of one's labor that you see for many years in the making, alhamdulillah.
Absolutely. So you are in pole position, Fairuz, you're an advocate, I think, from a legal perspective. Talk us through this good news and what it means for the Muslim community.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, for many who have been following this, this started in 2014 already, and probably way before that. So this matter had come to court in 2014. Obviously, it was because of the challenges Muslim women were facing. So just to touch on what those challenges were, if, for example, a Muslim woman comes or needs relief where their spouse passes away or where they are divorced, many instances where women could not access their proprietary rights in particular. They could not access courts either because there was no proof that there was a marriage. Firstly, there was no recognition of such marriage, and there was also no proof that the marriage had been terminated in terms of a recognizable process. And that led to many hardships on behalf of women. So very often they were left destitute. They couldn't access benefits in terms of a will, especially if it was intestate, they were left with no recourse whatsoever. This matter had gone through the High Court, Supreme Court of Appeal, and eventually the Constitutional Court. That had a very important role to play, but of course, I think we need to understand the importance of our democratic institutions because of the lobbying that had taken place by parties like Al Jamaa, and I think Al Jamaa was the one who spearheaded this once it reached the parliamentary halls, advocating that women's rights have to be realized. Constitutionally speaking, this was an order of the court already in 2020 and before, and around that time, and even 2024, further judgment. So what this recognizes now is that, firstly, in the common law, Muslim marriages are recognized. You can now take your marriage certificate or get your marriage certificate from the Department of Home Affairs as proof that you are married. So this will benefit you either when, if there is a dissolution of marriage, or also when your spouse is deceased.